Super Ferry back. I can tell you I would support the Super Ferry. I've had a lot of people talk about how expensive it is to travel between the islands. I have a lot of farmers that would love to have the Super Ferry there. Again, it gives us options. It gives us options for traveling. Right now, we only have the airlines, which we're stuck with their fares. Super Ferry allows farmers, which a lot of it comes from the farmers. I have a lot of farmers that said their market is on Oahu, and that's where they like to be. If they could drive their truck onto the Super Ferry, sell all their stuff, come back, it would be real convenient for them, and it would open them up to the markets there. So I think we deserve options, and a Super Ferry, bringing the Super Ferry back would be another option for travel. So.
Thank you. Moving back to Mr. Raposo. What do you see as the biggest issue harming our local economy? You have 1 minute.
I don't know if there's any issue affecting the local economy. I think the big problem right now is the recession. I think just the fact that, as Mr. Kagawa talked earlier, just the cost to live here and the fact that the county, you know, needs to be more proactive in allowing our residents and visitors to enjoy being here. It is tough when we spend so much money, and that I think collectively the council and the mayor needs to look at ways to really cut what we spend and to provide people a quality of life here that they can afford. It's difficult. I don't believe there's one specific issue that's affecting the economy. I mean, you know, the issue is government, if you ask me. The fact that it takes 8 months or 10 months to get a building permit, to get a business off the ground, the state regulations that prohibit businesses from operating in a manner that they can succeed. I mean, I'm a business owner, too, that have to go from a six-employee operation down to a one-man operation working out of my house. And so I've lived it, and I live it every day. And it's hard when your biggest opponent is government.
Thank you. Mr. Kagawa, Hawaii Dairy Farms is moving ahead with the dairy on the Kalua Plain. The farm will potentially include up to 1,800 dairy cattle. Community and businesses have expressed concerns regarding the odor, contamination of groundwater and shoreline waters, and the effect those will have on the hospitality industry. What will you do to ensure that the concerns of the community are addressed?
Well, I think, you know, we need to answer all of those concerns, but, you know, we can't come to a conclusion as they're going through their stages. The dairies, you know, they're farming. And I lived next to a dairy in Waimea for many years growing up. But it was a different kind of dairy. I think now they have more technology to deal with the smells, to deal with the runoff of the waste. And, you know, so I think, you know, we need to give them a chance and work with them and ask them those tough questions about all those concerns that the community have, especially, you know, those about what's happening to the aina. You know, we're more conscious now of what we do to our land, and we need to have those questions answered. But let's not come to the conclusion, boot them out before we see, you know, what they have. I mean, we can't be that way towards all types of business. You know, just come to a conclusion without working with them and giving them a chance. So I think let's give them a chance. Let's work with them, and let's keep our eye on them. I think that's the best way to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hoosier, the COI's Ordinance 960, the pesticide GMO law, passed in 2013 and was recently overturned by a federal judge. Do you support Ordinance 960, and what is your opinion of the judge's ruling?
Thank you for that question. And, yes, I do support Ordinance 960. And I think, as Councilmember Chalk mentioned earlier, it's really all about the health and safety and protection of our community and the environment. During the passage of 2491, we had a majority of all the pediatricians in our community, a majority of all the pediatricians came out and testified in support. The Hawaii Nurses Association testified in support. Teachers testified in support. There are a lot of people very concerned about this issue. And Ordinance 960 was an attempt simply to get disclosure. Just tell us what chemicals you're using and don't do it next to schools and hospitals, and let us do a study to answer those questions. It was a reasonable approach to the issue. It's a very valid concern by a lot of people in our community, and it's my obligation as a council member and our obligation as a council to respond to the community when they have these concerns. And it was an attempt to respond, and we are not done. There are other things we can do. It's in the court's hands, but there are other actions and other initiatives that we need to do and will do to move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just a reminder, if you can hold your applause for the audience that is not in the room. Ms. Yukimura, do you support the military's presence at PMRF Barking Sands? If yes, what would you do to ensure that they remain a priority for Kauai? And if no, please explain why.
I do support the military presence on Kauai. It is part of diversification of our economy. It makes us less dependent on one industry, which is tourism. It provides some very high-tech jobs and good-paying jobs, and is part of our neighbors. I don't always support every military initiative of our federal government because I think there is to their waste, but I believe as an entity, it's an important entity, and I remember during Hurricane Iniki, the base was a critical part of our response effort and did much to support the West Side. So they are important, and in whatever way we can, we will support it.
Thank you. Mr. Forfaro, recently the council has reviewed several tax relief initiatives. If adopted, these initiatives will have a direct effect on county revenues. With the budget shortfall in mind, how would you work with the administration to resolve budget issues? You have 1 minute.
First of all, I want to clarify the fact that the matter is, people need to remember that the county was tapped for $27.1 million over the last 3 years of the TAT tax that we were entitled to. Secondly, we have been tapped for the next 2 years, another 18.1. You cannot change gears quickly when you have that kind of loss of revenue. Now, to answer your question, we have 7 bills introduced by the council and the administration that will work on everything from economic opportunities, and as Joanne mentioned earlier, the rebirth of the cap. But I need to share with you, we have to work collaboratively and first understand where is our future base for revenue as well. That is key to this. And I'm the introducer of the original cap back in 2004, and it was meant to be in place on a temporary basis until we come up with a comprehensive tax plan, which I think we have those bills in front of us now. My time, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bynum, what organizations, for profit or non-profit, are you personally involved in? You have 1 minute.
I'm the co-founder of Friends of Kamalani and Lydgate Park. I'm involved in Kauai Path. I'm involved in MoveOn.org. I'm involved in YWCA, Leadership Kauai. I could keep going. What was the rest of the question? Let me
just what.
Let me talk about the path. I'll just talk about Kauai Path. You know, this is a vision that many of us have had for a long time, and it's a real win-win. And the kind of leadership I try to do is find projects that are good for business, good for the environment, good for the economy, and good for, in this instance, public access, public health, public recreation. I'm very proud of my work on the path in particular, helped found that organization. I think it's one of those win-win-win situations for Kauai. You know, I wrote the original funding proposal that brought the first phase of the path to Lydgate Park, and it's taken on a life of its own. And mayor after mayor, starting with Joanne on down, has supported this. And it's important to remember there are many wonderful things happening on Kauai.
Thank you. Mr. Kauai, have you attended the county's South Kauai community planning? If yes, please share your thoughts. If no, why not?
I'm a community organizer. I'm very interested in everything that's happening in our different communities. But, of course, you can't be everywhere all the time. So my community is in Anahola. I'm very active there. I'm on our board association. I'm also the president of our Homestead Community Development Corporation. when I was on the council, I got to dedicate more time to all the different communities and make sure I was out. I am concerned with all community economic development. I want to learn more about the dairy issue. I, of course, support the people in all our communities. But my background qualifies me as someone with the passion that comes out of community directly and that serves community and has been very active on the ground. And I always tell people, whether I'm on the council or not, you will see me there in community working for our people. Are you telling me it's time? Thank you. Mahalo.
Thank you. Mr. DeCosta. Recent news has heightened the awareness of inversion of salaries between employees and department heads in key county positions. What are your thoughts regarding the inverse salaries and the potential effect they will have on a qualified employee's desire to apply for a higher position? You have 1 minute.
I truly believe that you get what you pay for. And when you put everything down on paper, you better have solid qualifications if you're going to apply for a job. So friendship or not, if you're qualified, you get the job. If you're not qualified, you don't get the job. Now, if you don't have those salaries in place, we're not going to attract the high-end caliber of people we need to run our county. I believe that it needs to be done if we have money in our budget. And again, I'm letting you guys know that you cannot run a county budget because it is a business without business-minded people with the education behind it. The typical politician with a law degree only allows you to run hoops and play circles. Let's get real, community. It's about time that you guys take these matters into the South Shore hand, vote for your qualified candidates, and go make a difference in politics. That's what Billy DeCosta stands for. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Brune, recently the council has reviewed several tax relief initiatives. If adopted, these initiatives will have a direct effect on county revenues. With the current budget shortfall in mind, how would you work with the administration to resolve budget issues? You have 1 minute.
So first of all, I would be a big supporter of bringing back that 2% cap. Second of all, what we need to do as a council is sit down with our mayor and his administration and figure out where we can save money. We cannot keep on taxing like we are doing and bringing up fees just to make up for the balance. Let's meet with the mayor. Where can we cut already from his budget, where we can take money from, and to make up for the downfall that we're going to have with these initiatives? We need to work with the people and talk to the mayor about getting qualified people that can help us and relook at that that property tax law that's in place. Because right now the law is broken. It doesn't work. So by taking out the cap was like a Band-Aid fix for it. And it just caused more problems than anything else. And the people that we're hurting is the local families that have been here their whole life that's trying to save their house for their families, for their kids to live here for the rest of their life. And by taking out the cap, that's the people we hurt. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Perry, have you ridden the Kauai bus? And if elected, would you advocate for the expansion of bus routes and services? You have 1 minute.
Yes, I have. I've ridden the Kauai bus. The Kauai bus is like an artery. It's something that enhances not only the economy structure within the county, but it also enhances relationships. What I like to see is not only more buses, but I like to see buses going into rural areas, particularly for our kapuna that need to get to where they're going. I've attended sessions here and spoke to the seniors, and they've expressed concerns about not being able to be more mobile. And the bus services provide that enhancement for them for the quality of life. And I believe they deserve it. I believe that they've put in all the work that they need to make this county a great county. And that's the least that we can do for our kupuna. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chalk, would you support an initiative to revive the Super Ferry and have it provide service to Kauai? You have 1 minute.
I think opportunity to have options at our hands and on our table are always good. To be able to have the discussion about what it is that we could do. The process is really what needs to be focused on, and all the hard questions need to be answered. And so if there are questions about safety, if there are questions about environmental concerns, then my encouragement would be that we sit down and we look at all those things before we make this decision. But am I supportive of it? Absolutely. Have you tried, folks, flown on Hawaiian Airlines lately? It's terrible. And so we need some other options. But we need to do it the right way. And we're not going to compromise things like health, things like safety. All right.
Thank you. Ms. Cowden, recent news has heightened the awareness of the inverse of salaries between employees and department heads in key county positions. What are your thoughts regarding the inverse of salaries and the potential effect they will have on a qualified employee's desire to apply for a higher position? You have 1 minute.
Well, as Council Member Raposo pointed out, it starts with the collective bargaining agreements, and that happens at the state level. So it puts a very big challenge on the county because they don't have a direct influence on really grabbing too much of that. I mean, I think that there's some at a county level as well. This is something that I would be learning more about coming into it. It's problematic if people in the lower skilled aspects of a job are getting paid a lot more than the people who are highly skilled. We have an awful lot of employees in the different positions. And so as I look at that, what grabs my attention, too, is the retirement. How do we stay with our commitments, not stop people's retirement benefits, but also not be expanding to the point where we have so many people that we can't even possibly pay the ones who aren't working, let alone the ones that are. So it seems like there's a lot of challenges. It's very complicated, and we have to really look at it. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kaneshiro, what initiatives would you propose to What initiatives would you propose to address the homeless problem on Kauai? You have 1 minute.
For the homeless problem, we definitely need to work with the communities. We'd have to work with the administration, and we'd also have to work with the state, because I think a lot of responsibility programs that help the homeless fall within the state. For us, you know, we can do a lot of stuff, but of course it costs money. So I think working with the state, also working with the homeless that want to be helped, and just providing them an avenue, giving them an opportunity to know where they can go, maybe getting information out to them as far as where they can go, what kind of help is available. And I think our county could probably do that as far as facilitate that. But I think a lot of it falls on the state also as far as the programs to help the homeless.
Thank you. Mr. Raposo, have you attended the County South Kauai Community Planning? If yes, please share your thoughts. If no, why not?
No, I have not. I have not attended the community sessions here regarding the plan, but I have attended or hosted a few coffee hours out here and town hall meetings where we could get the input from the community on various issues, and it's been quite successful as well. And they are actually well attended out here in Koloa. And like I think Kipukai said, you know, oftentimes we have multiple engagements that we obviously cannot be everywhere at once, and it becomes a challenge. But I will say that I am in constant contact with many of my constituents in Koloa, and I get the pulse of the community from a lot of you out there that are not afraid to let me know how you feel and what you guys are doing out here. So thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kagawa, if elected to the council, what would be your top two priorities that you wish to accomplish in the first year?
Well, my top priority definitely would be tax reform. We need to look at this, our whole property tax system. You know, we had that cap in for 10 years, and in 3 weeks we rushed and took off the cap, and Councilmember myself and Raposa and even Councilmember Hoosier said he felt awfully rushed, and you know, they passed it anyway. And look at what was the result. Immediately after people got their bills, it was in the papers. People, we had calls, you know, blowing up in our emails, and a lot of people were not educated about what they needed to do, what were the changes. Because 10 years, you know, if you have something in place in 10 years, and all of a sudden you do something, it's not like people are going to react and adapt to the change. They're going to say, like, well, why did we change for? You know, so they're asking the questions, but we already did it. You know, we need to go slow. We need to really take our time because when you tax people, they need to understand that we did our best to make things fair. We didn't just do it so that we had a certain amount of money. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Hoosier, what is your opinion regarding marijuana distribution centers in Hawaii?
What is my opinion? That was out of the blue, this question here. I thought I was going to get the one about not going to the meeting. So it's primarily a state issue at this point. You know, the state of Hawaii, in its wisdom, has decided that medical marijuana is something that we want to make available to people who need it. There are many people in our community, whether it's with serious illnesses, that are entitled to marijuana as a medicine. And right now, there is no legal way for those people to get their medicine. And so at the end of the day, the state will pass a law, and I think it will come in the near future, to allow some kind of dispensary operation. It's inevitable. You can't say someone that you can have the medicine, but it's illegal to get it. So that's the situation we're in right now. I am going to have to go to the airport. My wife and I are going to Honolulu to help my daughter plan her wedding. We can't miss that. We have a 9:20-something flight. I just want to thank everybody for coming. You know, in 1 minute, you cannot really do this justice, and I don't have my closing remarks, but I just want to say, you know, thank you for being here tonight. Please call me if I can help you in the future and answer your questions, because I won't have the 2 minutes to close. So thank you all very much, and aloha. Thank you.
Ms. Yukimura, Hawaii Dairy Farms is moving ahead with the dairy on the Kalua Plain. The farm will potentially include up to 1,800 dairy cattle. Community and businesses have expressed concerns regarding the odor, contamination of groundwater and shoreline waters, and the effect those issues will have on the hospitality industry. What will you do to ensure that the community's concerns are addressed?
Let me say at the beginning that I am in support of a dairy on the island. I believe it will give us additional food self-sufficiency, and it is a product that has many possibilities. But I really do question the location, and it seems to me also, like I think Felicia said, that if it were located in some place like Kipu, it would be a more appropriate place for the dairy. And I would hope that the all parties might be able to look at that possibility, because then we could have all people concerned satisfied with their various interests, and we could have a dairy but not have it be potentially affecting negatively our resort industry.
Thank you. Mr. Fofaro, would you support an initiative to revive the Super Ferry and have it provide service to Kauai? You have 1 minute.
Well, first of all, I think it is really a state issue. And would I support it? Well, the first step is I want to be assured that an EA is done. I mean, that's what got us in so much trouble the first time around. Secondly, I'd like to see a strategic plan from the state that basically says a launch of the Super Ferry will first be focused, perhaps, on cultivating agricultural products that can be delivered from the neighbor islands to Honolulu. The Kohala area on the north part of the Big Island was what it was intended to do, to be launched from there. But we had the earthquake, and the piers all had to shut down. And then we rushed to do something without a strategic plan, without clearly understanding the impacts of the EA, and we just didn't have the community support behind it. So I think making sure we have a state strategic plan and it's first focused on agriculture is the most important part. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Bynum, if elected to the council, what would be your top two priorities that you wish to accomplish in the first year?
I think that we've heard overwhelmingly from our community that they're concerned about health and safety issues related to land use change that has happened on Kauai. This land use change, as has been said here tonight, has caused our agricultural land that formerly produced a product to be used as research. Addressing appropriately these health and safety concerns at the county and state level is a clear priority. We also discovered during the course of researching the tax implications and economic implications of this that there are very serious problems with how this change of land use happened, that many of our environmental laws, our tax laws have not been followed, and it's going to be extremely challenging for the administration and the council to address these issues that are emerging. Because this impacts our economy and because it's the most salient issue that's happening on Kauai right now. We have to have good knowledge. Go to timbynum.com and read the position papers I put out on these issues for specific information.
Thank you. Mr. Kuali, what do you see as the biggest issue harming our local economy? You have 1 minute.
I think one of the biggest issues affecting our economy is the limited availability and affordability of land and water. Everyone's talking about sustainability and how we need to grow our food. We need land to be more available and more affordable so that we can do that. Small farmers need support. Actually, I heard something on the radio the other day. 99% of all farmers in our country is small farmers. So everybody's making a big deal about the big farmers and all that, but we need to support the small farmers. Support our ag lands, you know, providing tax incentives for the growing of food, and supporting zoning changes that allow for best uses of lands and our agriculture. I'm committed to doing that. We have some experience in Anahola, because our community is working with the Department of Hawaiian Homelands where we have lands available. And the county needs to make its lands available too. Okay. Aloha mahalo.
Thank you. Mr. DeCosta, what is your opinion regarding marijuana distribution centers in Hawaii?
All right. I'm a high school teacher and elementary school teacher. I taught at Waimea High School for 10 years. Caught a couple kids smoking on joint outside of school and turned them into the principal, also talked to the parents. I'm against marijuana being legalized. You go look at what's happening in Colorado. I do believe that people with a prescription, if they need to go get some kind of marijuana at a medical center, it's okay. But I don't like legalizing marijuana. They're way too young to be getting marijuana on the streets. You adults, if you guys need a good time, grab your blanket, your suntan lotion, go down Poipo Beach and get a suntan. Nobody need to be smoking any drugs to go get a good time. Also, Mr. DeCosta stands for, the girls love it. You know, I want to end with that. I'm going to end short and sweet. Done.
Thank you. Mr. Brune, if elected to the council, what would your top two priorities that you wish to accomplish be for the first year?
First of all, we need to balance our budget and stop raising taxes, leave it in our means. If we got $10 million, let's spend $10 million or less, not spend $20 million and try to figure out how we're going to get that out of 10. So first of all, we need to work with the mayor, you know, really work with the mayor as a council, and we need to all work together on the council, not how we are now where everybody's split and it's just a nightmare how it's going on right now. But we all need to sit down, figure it out, work with the mayor, work with his administration, figure out our taxes, and figure out how we can get an alcohol and drug abuse center here on island. That's another top priority that, you know, we need to address now. We need to get programs in here to help them out, and that's for adults and children, to get them the help that they need, because if they want to help, they're going to get help, and they're going to be saved. You know, that's the bottom line. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Perry, Would you support an initiative to revive the Super Ferry and have it provide service to Kauai?
Yes, I would. The Super Ferry was a project that wasn't allowed to show what it can do to help the county of Kauai and all the other islands. Now, you're looking at the positive things are that visitors can come here. The economic base that they bring, the monies that they bring to Kauai will be substantial. Also, we're looking at job creation and residents being able to go from Kauai to Oahu, possibly to Maui and the Big Island. So I look at it as a positive. The only thing that I have concerns about is the way it was done. It has to be done right. And we also have to consider the possibility of increased crime and invasive species. So if we can handle those issues, I'm sure that the Super Ferry, especially in times of great need, in case of a natural man-made disaster, this ship will be something that would help Kauai greatly. Thank you.
Mr. Chalk, what organizations, for-profit or non-profit, are you personally involved in? You have 1 minute.
I run a for-profit called Kupuae. It is a leadership development company, and we're focused on positive growth for our community, in government, in business, and in education. We have partnerships just about in every sector of our community. We've worked closely with the DOE, Leadership Kauai. I sit on a lot of nonprofit boards and commissions, Keiki to Career. Most of the work is dealing in how it is we can affect positive change and systemic change on Kauai. And there are more. I could have a long list, but we can talk after about all the different things that we're involved in. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Cowden, parking along Poipu Road and from Kukuyula Store to Kihuna Plantation to the Grand Hyatt has been a long-time problem that has made a number of areas hazardous for both pedestrians and vehicles. The situation is detrimental to the sense of arrival to the premier resort destination on Kauai. What are your plans to improve the area and provide the needed parking?
Well, I applaud the mayor's efforts at doing community planning. It's not just only happening here in Poipu, but also in Lihue, Puhi, Hanapepe. I really appreciate how department heads are all coming together and looking at issues. I think the bottom line that Poipu has is shared in many other communities. We see parking as a big issue. And I think it's going to take a balance of doing things like shuttle buses, community parking lots, even sometimes grasscrete lots in a big field might be a piece of a solution on that. It takes private property to be looking at that. Many places, hotels, will have a place for their employees to park, and then they have a shuttle to bring it in. There's a number of issues, but I think it's only going to get larger. It's very expensive to build bigger roads and have a lot more parking areas. So we have to be conscious it takes a change from all of us.
Thank you. Mr. Kanashiro, recently the council has reviewed several tax relief initiatives. If adopted, these initiatives will have a direct effect on county revenues. With the county budget shortfall in mind, how would you work with the administration to resolve budget issues?
Definitely we need to look at tax reform, and of course we got a knee-jerk reaction with the recent takeoff of taking away the cap, and I think you need to look at what types of options we have as far as making the taxes fair, and it also takes communication. I think if it was communicated a little better or earlier, then people would have known what to expect. Also, it's not only about taxing people, it's also about looking at cost savings. Looking at our costs and trying to save, we can always try to increase taxes, but the bottom line is we should be looking at cost savings. Also, looking at like the TAT, other also what services we're trying to offer that maybe we should cut back on, because I tell people, you know, the county can do a lot of stuff. You can have them do the best roads, do whatever they want, but again, it costs money. So where's the give and take, and what are you going to look at? Where's the priorities? So.
Thank you. That will end the rounds of questions for the candidates, and we'll now proceed with 2-minute closing remarks, and we'll start with Mr. Raposo.
Thank you, and again, thank you all for being here tonight. I'm going to try and do this in 2 minutes. It's a rough format, by the way, this one-minute deal. You know, you got 13 people up here tonight. You got 14 candidates, 7 incumbents, 7 candidates seeking office. 7 candidates seeking office, the forum is a great way to learn about them, and even in 1 minute. But for the 7 incumbents, I mean, I think as I sit here today, I ask you to look at the track record. I mean, that's what you look at. I mean, you have a record to look at and look at how you vote. And I think my record speaks for itself when it comes to the environmental protection and preservation of ag and public health and safety. I think a lot of people have criticized me because of my actions on 2491 as well as the taxes. I will tell you, you know, this council and the next council better take a breath, take a step back, and get their facts straight before they start taking action. I can tell you, Councilmember Kagawa and I voted against 2491 because the mayor asked for 30 days, 30 days so we could work with the companies, work with the state, work with the government. And no, this council said, no, we're going to pass it. What has 2491 done for us? Well, it's got us into some very expensive litigation. What has our efforts between Councilmember Kagawa, myself, and the mayor, it got us a good neighbor policy. Yeah, maybe some of you are not happy with it. But we got disclosure, we got buffer zones, and we got an opportunity to work with these companies to provide some relief. On the taxes, when we came up with the removal of the cap, Councilmember Kagawa, again, and I asked for time. Give us some time so we can look at the ramifications. The council said, no, we need it now. We voted against it. It passed. And today what? 7 proposals trying to unwind the mess that we created. The next council better take their time, do their homework, do their research, and you make the choice. And again, I ask you to look at the voting records. Don't listen to what we say tonight, what we're going to do. You do that for the new ones. But the incumbents, just look at the record. And if any question, you call me, 645-0243. Thank you.
Mr. Kagawa.
Thank you. Aloha. And, you know, I want to first start off by thanking you for your support in the Koloa and Poipu area. I did way better than last election, and I'm very grateful, humble, and thankful. So thank you. I think I was second to Councilmember Raposo in the primary in Koloa, Poipu. So one of I think, happiest moments in helping Koloa, Poipu was that we got to name, I co-sponsored naming Rosie Bukowski softball field. A lot of you know Auntie Rosie. She was a fixture there at the softball field. And for a long time, there was this will after she died that we named it after her. And, you know, I was very happy that we got to do that. And, you know, so thank you, Mayor, for allowing us to do that. She did a lot for the community. There's a beautiful pavilion there today that all the community uses. Even people eating lunch, they stop by and they use it. So it makes me really feel happy that, you know, Auntie Rosie's name is going to be there forever. You know, lastly, the council member Raposo, you know, said it's been, you know, very frustrating, I think, while rewarding in that we get to listen to the community and fight for the community. It's been tough, and we need help. Here before you, you have a tremendous group of new contenders or candidates for county council. And I tell you, we need help. Councilman Errol Kanashiro looks great. We would love to work with him. I can't wait. We have great candidates like Chief Perry, Arthur Brun, Kipukai Kuuli, and Billy DeCosta. I went to school with Billy. I can trust them. I know that we can fix this island. And I need your help. Me and Mel need your help. So thank you. That is the only way we're going to get help. Is you got to vote out there. And you got to make the change. You cannot wait for change to come. You got to make the change. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Yukimura.
Yes, thank you. I want to thank the Chamber of Commerce and Poipu Beach Resort Association, the individual businesses, and all of you for this evening, for your interest. It's extremely frustrating for me to sit here and talk about highly complex problems with far-reaching impacts and hear very simplistic rhetoric. People want more services. They want more bus. They want skateboard parks. They want alternative drug treatment, higher salaries to attract better managers, but they don't want to pay taxes. They want to remove the cap, but that's going to dig into our reserves, which already has caused us to have a lower bond rating, which means that we can't borrow money cheaply to build all of these, whether it's new neighborhood centers or maintain our infrastructure. These are services that we need. And so if you look carefully, you will see that what has passed has really given us a good foundation to move forward. And I'd like to invite you. I'm having a talk story at Birdie's in Kukuyulono Park on October 5th from 4 to 6, so we can talk in depth about these issues because they're very, very important. The South Shore has always been a special place in my heart. I've worked with South Shore residents since 1974, fought the land use proposed designation for residential hotels and condos at Mahalapu, stopped high-rises that were proposed for Poipu, and in the early this decade, have proposed a moratorium that did not happen, but instead allowed us to have a good transportation plan for this community. This is the way I work with communities, always, and if you look at the results, it's to lower the cost of living, increase the quality of life, and create jobs. And so I hope you'll remember me. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Forfaro, you have 2 minutes.
Yes, hello. Good evening, and thank you all for being here. I am not a South Shore boy. I'm Kamaaina to Hanalei, the North Shore, with my family. But I do want to say to all of you, please find yourself feeling free to call me anytime. I have been a steward of the council for almost the last 6 years, and my job is to facilitate at a level playing field for everyone to have dialogue. And I will continue to work with any team makeup that is there. I also encourage you to vote your full ballot. Vote for seven. Those are your votes. You're trying to build a team for leadership in the legislative branch. I would also want to point out that I've had some successes. You know, the Hawaiian Kuleana property tax bill is a bill that I introduced. The fact of the matter that there are special treatment areas on our island now for cultural and significant areas like the agricultural taro farms in Hanalei, that is stuff that I have worked on. The acquisition of Black Pot as a public park and the money bill for it. And the cap that was in there. And the cap, I want to make sure we understand, was something that was temporary. It took 10 years to get us where we're at. But I also want to point out the fact that in the bill that came to us from the mayor, 53% of the people that had been identified with the tax structure actually are paying lower taxes. And they are paying almost $3.1 million in lower taxes. Our problem is the fact that this is a $178 million operating corporation, and we are losing money on our other revenue sources. So please help us lobby to get the TAT back. Jay Forfaro, and if you could give me one of your seven votes, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. Mr. Bynum, you have 2 minutes.
Hi, I'm Tim Bynum. I've been your council member for almost 8 years. Before that, I worked for Mayor Baptiste, and I moved to Kauai 26 years ago with Jenny, who's sitting right over there, and my two kids who were infants, who are now adults, and I have three grandkids. I'm a marriage family therapist, and let me tell you a bunch of good news. It's the nature of what we do here that we talk about the issues where we disagree. But there are many issues where we agree, and wonderful things happening in this county right now. I'll start with the Kōa Poipu development plan that's happening. I'm currently the chair of planning. I didn't get to answer that question tonight, but I've been to many planning meetings here, and I met with The CAC, you have a strong CAC here, and the community development plan that we have here is landmark, and it's wonderful, and it's done by the community. At Public Works, we have great leadership with Larry Dill and Lyle Tabatu, I saw here tonight. They're working together with planning. Planning and Public Works are much improved organizations who are working together doing wonderful work for us. Our housing agency has wonderful leadership. I need to take a few minutes to talk about taxes. My record on taxes is strong. I introduced a bill in 2012 that would have kept the cap and lowered taxes. If that bill would have passed, no one would see any of the increases you're seeing right now. Councilmember Yukimura supported that bill, but that's the only support I got. In the intervening 2 years, both years, I've moved to reduce the homestead tax rate that would have meant much lower increases with fewer people. So I've introduced bills with Councilmember Hooser to deal with the issues that are happening, and I think that they're likely to succeed at the council. So I wanted to just say that there's a lot of great things happening in government. We have whittled down spending. Our mayor gave us less spending 3 years in a row when he came in. So anyway, timbynum.com, thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Cooley, you have 2 minutes.
Mahalo to all our sponsors and organizers for tonight's event and to everyone for coming out and listening in. You can always count on me being thoughtful, genuine, and prepared. I'm prepared to play a key leadership role on the next council in protecting and improving our quality of life and in addressing our tax and budget challenges. My qualifications include over 20 years' experience in government, labor, and nonprofit administration. Whether as an employee or a volunteer organizer, I've worked with community leaders to bring resources to our people, including an enterprise center in Kekaha and a certified kitchen, nonprofit campground, and solar farm in Anahola. These are the kinds of advancements in community that motivates me to continued public service. I served the people well when I was on the council and will do so again if I get that opportunity. Kauai is my home, and I have a deep love for our islands and for all the people who live here. You can count on me doing everything I can to get the next council to serve all the people by working together positively with a focus on fiscally responsible budgeting, creating jobs in a strong diversified economy, and improving our core services. In closing, I'm confident you'll find my experience, leadership, and dedication qualifies me as an ideal choice for you in this election. Also, you can count on my positive way and aloha spirit in bringing the new council together to best serve our people. Kauai and Niihau, I'm asking you to put a proven community organizer back on our council by voting for me, Kipukai Kualii. Mahalo. Thanks again, everybody, for coming out tonight. Kipukai Kualii for council.
Thank you. Mr. DeCosta, you have 2 minutes.
Aloha, South Shore people. Born and raised here in Pakala, Makaweli. I raised in 3 boys here in Oamau, married to the girl of my dreams. She's a registered nurse with Regina at Wilcox. I have 2 bachelor's degrees, 1 in economics, which makes me very savvy about how to handle a budget with Brother Arrow and Brother Ross. Also, I have a bachelor's degree in elementary education. I run the only state program on Kauai that takes kids up to Koke'e, house them overnight, and they learn environmental science. As I look out into the community, I see Pat, I see David, I see Missy, I see Bernard. All of their kids came to my program. And I tell you what, your child is the most precious commodity. If you trust your child with Billy DeCosta overnight at the Koke'e cabin, supervised by him, I'm pretty sure you can trust me with your issues. Now, I want to let you guys know, a person's track record speaks louder than any promises. I don't have promises. I cannot tell you I'm going to be elected here, I'm going to do this for you guys. But I tell you what, when I taught at Rhyme High School and the kids wanted to do a community project, I went to Bernard, he was the department head. I went to Brian Baptiste and I said, we want to do a community project. Brian said, hey, let's make a table for the park. I said, one table? Let's make 12 tables for 12 parks. Bernard was in charge of bringing the wood down. We made 12 tables. We sanded, painted, and the high school kids put it in each park. They brought us to lunch at Wrangler's, and I told them, no more no hamburgers, we're going to eat steak. And you guys paid for steak with the kids. They still remember that. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Billy DeCosta make things happen. I lease a land behind 30 acres of Willy Willy Track. One night, my Angus bull was loose. Only two 2 months ago, my bull was loose, ate all the bananas from a wealthy Westerner who lives on Willy Willy Track. There were no suing. There were no calling police. We worked it out together. We cut the fence. We brought the bull back in. We repaired the fence. The Suyokas gave me lemonade, and we all went away friends. To me, that's how you work as a community. That's how you solve problems. Billy DeCosta, I'm a man with action. Please, I need your vote. I finished almost last. Is that what you want? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Don't be silly. Vote for Billy.
Mr. Brune, you have 2 minutes.
Aloha. Thank you guys all for coming out. Before I kind of get this, my flyers are on the back. There's my business cards. There's my coffee hour schedule. I have a coffee hour scheduled right here at Kaloa Neighborhood Center, October 9th on a Thursday. Come on down. Let's talk story. Let me get all your issues, what you want to get accomplished if I make it to the council. There's so much serious issues facing our community. I believe that this election is an important one where we can choose between staying with business as usual or finding new solutions with new faces and a fresh point of view. No one could be more surprised than me about my candidacy for Kauai County Council. I'm just a regular guy, born and raised here on Kauai, graduated from Waimea High School, born and raised in Kalaheo, played my Papuana right here at Koloa Papuana. Best association ever run was Koloa Papuana, with Mama Kanashiro. My wife, Michelle, and I both work to support our family of five with 3 sons, 2 daughters. I also have a grandchild and 1 more on the way. Like most folks who find the cost of living and raising a family a challenge, I have a side business and I'm a small business owner. For more than 20 years, I have supported youth sports, both football and baseball, with coaching, umpiring, announcing. I'm also umpiring college softball on Oahu through no schooling or anything else, just with hard work. And that's what I can dedicate to you people of Kauai, is hard work and integrity to do what is right for the people of Kauai. Help out organizations, AJA, Luhui Hongwanji. Once a month, we do the cooking for church on a beach, which serve about 300 people at Salt Pond or Waimea River Mouth. So I just want to thank, have you guys please vote Arthur Brune. We have a lot of concerns. We need to build a future of Aloha for Kauai. And we need people on the council that are going to give Mr. Raposo and Mr. Kagawa the support they need so we can better the future of Kauai. And last but not least, I want to say to the Raposo family, I love you guys. We miss Grandma Jessie. Love you guys out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
KKCR Honolulu.
Mr. Perry, you have 2 minutes.
KAQAQ.
Before I begin, DarylDPerry.com. If you go to the website, you'll find more about what my positions are on these challenges that we're facing. I'd like to thank the Chamber and the members of the South Shore, and also all of you for being here tonight. It's been a very, very long day. We are facing many challenges and issues that have splintered our community. This was unheard of only a few years ago. And the need to respond effectively cannot come from a council that is divided and unable or deliberately unwilling to come together for the overriding good of our community. My name is Daryl Perry. I've been your chief of police for almost 7 years. I have a bachelor's degree in justice administration and a master's degree in organizational management. I have over 14 years of experience in executive leadership positions, and I can bring stability to the county council, same as the many positive changes that have taken place with the Kauai Police Department. I manage a department with over $28 million. And with your support, I would like to work with council members Raposo and Kagawa and candidates Kanashiro, Kualii, Brune, and DeCosta. I want us to be unified in purpose, effort, and faith to move toward an open and honest government, to be transparent, to restore public trust and confidence, to bring teamwork, leadership, and a spirit of collaboration among council members. Because only by working together can we eliminate the divisiveness that has unnecessarily cost taxpayers tens of thousands of dollars, and is only through the spirit of cooperation that we can tackle the many challenges that we discussed here today while creating a lasting and viable future for our children. I'm asking for your support, and I'm asking for your vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chalk, you have 2 minutes.
Aloha, and it's a pleasure to be in the South Shore. I was born and raised here. My father worked at the Waipu Beach Hotel and the Waianae High back in the 70s. And so I lived right across the street from Bernanke Beach in this big property that's now been cut up into small pieces and no longer sells for quite the same amount, I'm sure. What I wanted to talk about is really this idea of fighting. Because, you know, when you fight, there's always a loser. And that's what I'm hearing from people here. Sure, you know what it is we got to learn how to fight the right way, with respect. And we got to be able to have the difficult conversations that we know sit in front of us right now, because it's not going to get any easier. So you can have people who think the same way on the council, if that's what your choice is. Or you can have people who are reasonable, who can bring people together, no matter how difficult it is, in order to have reasonable conversations about the things that are most important to us. I envision a Kauai, yeah, where people come together for solid solutions and aren't willing to compromise our values. And we need to be courageous in that and still step out of the room loving each other. And that's what I represent. And I can do that if you folks vote for me and give me a chance to bring people together. I know that we won't get there if we continue down the road that we are on. And we won't get the very best that we can possibly get if we continue to have the kinds of situations that we're having. The other thing I like to talk about is I hear a lot of things about managing budgets and managing things. And the truth is, what we need is leadership. You know, I always was told from my mentor, you can manage things, but you can't manage people. Yeah, you got to lead people. And that's what we're here to do. And if you want a government that is open and honest and you can build a relationship and trust with, we need to start leading people. Mahalo.
Thank you. Ms. Cowden, you have 2 minutes.
Hello, I'm Felicia Cowden, and I'm honored to be in this table with so many qualified candidates. And when you pick 7 candidates or a range of candidates, you got to look at like almost like a hand of cards. It's better to have a royal flush than it is to have 4 of a kind. And so you want to look at what people bring to the table. And we are a reflection of what our life skills are. And if I were to look at what my life skills have been, I am a reflection of independence and self-reliance. I was on my own very early, got my engineering degree, finished it when I was barely out of my teens, had worked at Intel for about 3 years. So that's where my formal education was. But I have been mostly writing my own paycheck since I was 24 years old. I don't have loyalty to an outside employer. I'm not sharing jobs if I get this. In fact, since I decided to run for council, people who work for the government, you see me daily at the commission meetings, at the budget meetings, at the county council meetings. I am training for this job. I'm paying attention. I'm learning. When I'm in the canoe, I'm going to be pulling my weight. I have had my own business. I've been a successful business person, Hanalei Surf Company, for 18 years. I was able to set myself up at a pretty low level. I consider myself wealthy at a low level. I'm not rich by any means, but I can do what I want. I am debt-free, and I have a healthy life. I raise my own food. I contribute very little to the rubbish because of that, and I've contributed the last 10 years very dedicatedly to a lot of different community development issues. And that's what you're going to see from me in the council, is I'm going to be working for the people. Working for the people. Yes, I respect corporations, but people first, housing first. I'm going to be looking out for the person who's struggling. I was one of those who struggled. I made it, so can you. Felicia Cowden, thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Kanashiro, you have 2 minutes.
Just want to thank you guys for having us. Again, I think the format was kind of hard. Me, I was really nervous. You know, this is my hometown. I wanted to do great, and I was nervous, you know. Born and raised here in Koloa. My grandparents were born and raised here. They live just down the street here. Our family's been here for a long time. Grandparents went to Koloa School. My dad went to Koloa School. I went to Koloa School. My mom works at Koloa School now. So, you know, great being here, and I can tell you that I am a product of this island, and more specifically, I'm a product of this area, Kaloa. This is where my values, my ethics came from, and it was a combination of, you know, family, friends, coaches, teachers. I still remember walking for T-ball. We would walk from the First Hawaiian Bank. We'd walk to the baseball field for T-ball. Played Pop Warner there. Uncle Mamu was the head guy for Kaloa Pop Warner for many years. This is where my heart is. But again, you know, like people.